Blog Talk Radio.
Tú eres como un ciclón, arrastrando con todo, quemándote mi vida, arrastrando mi amor, dejándome una herida en todo mi corazón, dejándome una herida.
Basically never have dinner with the president, basically, you know what I'm saying?
We done went from that little spoof, I never had dinner with the president, to you better have dinner with the president.
Yeah, if you want to be relevant.
Is that odd? I mean, come on. I mean,
I think it just reflects what society is going through, the changes that society is going through. Because we have the internet and we have music and we have politics all started in one pot. And with religion, this is what you get.
You know, a lot of people think America is becoming more conservative, alt-right. I think it's actually, you got to be aware of the alt-left. And the alt-left is the influential aspect on all Americana. So if you see cats in 74 pickup vans with gun racks and Confederate flags sagging in with khakis, don't they reflect that hip hop?
Yeah, that's some kind of hip hop clanism we got going on.
I mean, I done seen so called white supremacists in Carl Canai boots.
Right. Timbo.
I'm serious. I mean, at Timbo's, of course, but I don't see them in, I mean, it's become a style is fashion as opposed to a moniker for necessarily a political view. I think that the interesting thing is if you analyze Kanye West, it has gotten to the point where African-Americans might be all on the entertainment level in over their head and need to put distance between some of this Hollywood banter. What do you think?
Well, the banter is what got us in trouble in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Again, just because you got a voice don't mean it necessarily has to say something up with it. You know what I'm saying? And now we get into this protest over protest over protest thing. It's really convoluted on what we're trying to reach.
Now, that's so deep because, you know, a few months back, GRX, when we, maybe a few months back when we were doing this, I kind of suggested early on that when, if everybody go on the formation logic, that that wouldn't be good for Black Americana, despite the successes for the artist Beyonce. And everybody didn't agree with that. Now it looks as if that was just the case.
It is the case, I think. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to be smarter than that. And I don't think we're being smarter than that. Just because you're shaking your ass and you are worldwide famous doesn't mean that you have a political voice.
Now,
stay
in
your lane.
Stay in your damn lane. Listen to this, bruh. We're going to get into this Kanye thing.
No, fuck you.
Can you hear it? It's about 10 minutes, bruh. He owned one. He remind me of me and you and Tupac and KRS-One. I done been at concerts where other motherfuckers did this.
You know what? We y'all couldn't lie to. Google. To you. Facebook, lie to you. Radio, lie to you. Radio, fuck you.
I know it's a lot of real niggas talking
at
radio.
Real people. Real program directors with wives and kids that love music, that can't play what they want to play.
I mean, and I'm not saying smoking in that he was chiefing on something, that he was just on one.
Well, he not making sense. In other words, I heard this in the 80s on my ascent into hip-hop deeper and deeper. And, of course, when you came and I invited you to a insider conference of hip-hop moguls and artists and just lay people like yourself, people in, that want to get further in the game, you heard the same message back in the 90s, in the early 90s.
Exactly.
So, Michael Jackson had this same message. Rick James, same. Of course, Prince, same thing. Ice Cube didn't even ask for radio play. He just went platinum on the hood, you know?
He was platinum before he got to radio.
Well, it's because it's a hood science, and that science was then doubled when you got to a person like Master P and all of the things that Priority did. We didn't rely on radio. And I'm looking at my platinums, and you know they're mostly from Priority, right?
Right.
Because the other folks never gave me mine because they were under Priority. That's why I'll never see my Death Row platinum records, bro. The dude told me when I called, I said, bro, you know, I put in a lot of work here. I'm Marty Marr. Yeah, Marty, we know, dude, if anybody is more deserving, he gave me the Democratic Obama side. If anyone is more deserving of the favor of a placard in your honor and your work in contributing to the Rose success, you would get one. However, Suge Knight don't give them out, and that's what got Tupac slapped up. So not being a part of the slap-up committee or the slap-down, I don't keep asking the same motherfucking question. But Kanye, though, are you listening to this dude? Now imagine if this was me or you. You're going to get your phone cut. Your wife might just want to go to a hotel that night. Your mama might not call you back. You know, in my case, mine's still living. Or yours is actually living on another level. And she might not call your ass back. Or Benny. You know what? We tired of helping you. Greg, you need to come on the other side now. So you got to beware, Greg. You know, you got folks on the other side, you know?
Right.
And in our hip-hop career, we have a lot of soldiers that in which Benny and Kat don't want to listen to that where they at.
Well, you know what? Check this out. Check when you get down to it. Yeah, we got a lot of soldiers, but we ain't got enough chiefs to run these soldiers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we have.
So they out here running willy-nilly, just going crazy.
We have soldiers thinking that because they are soldiers in the army of hip hop, that they can lead it themselves. You know that Soulja Boy just got locked up again. House raided. Hey, bro, I'm gonna tell you, man. It's in the African American community, we have some serious issues. I don't know if you saw this. Real news. Now, this wasn't fake news. It wasn't mainstream. See, mainstream news might be real news, and non-mainstream where cops is killing black kids or black kids is acting ignorant might not be main news or white kids because it didn't rise to the level of somebody telling you it was news. But in this case, it was in Madison, Alabama, which is up the road, way up the road from where I'm from.
Yep.
Okay, you know about the mannequin challenge?
Yes.
Okay, I hope you're not doing too many unless you just by yourself at home with the dogs. Don't get out.
Check this out. After I smoke a blunt, I'm probably in a mannequin challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, this show on another cosmic level is Frozen. You just got to understand that I said something way back in the 80s to some people I was doing parties with then, that we are making history. If I tell you that one of the people who plucked me out of the hip hop stream is now somehow working at another level and jumped from Vibe and this, that, and the other to ESPN. That's the reality, and I got that notice. So everybody listens to these shows, but more importantly, we need Kanye to listen to these shows. And we need more
direct link to my man.
Yeah. We need more Kanye. So we don't just need folks rolling down the street, flossing in Bentleys and doing donuts. If y'all can't stop and talk about what the issues is, y'all may not even get out the hood in your Bentley because you're black, driving some things that don't reflect the profile, right?
Exactly. Here we go with the profile.
With the profile. So as I say that, we're going to tune in, chime in again with Kanye, and you going to tell me after we listen to the next 7 minutes, is this nigga crazy or is we crazy for not
paying attention?
Paying attention.
You know, like Pops used to say, even the dull and the ignorant got a story to tell. You just need to listen.
Huh. Hey, you know, knowledge to a fool is like music to a mule. I'll let you rest
yep.
with that one.
Obama couldn't make America great, but he couldn't be here to be
He just took it to the left real quick.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a full emotional thwart. Could have been in therapy prior to this show.
Well, like I said, you know, we know that he's off his meds. That's for sure.
Or he on them.
The combo's bad then, bro.
We're going to get to your perspective. Let's go. At his expense. I think that there are some issues there.
There are definitely some issues there, and I'm not even talking on no mental health issues.
This is some
stuff that he's experiencing as he's going through it, and just so happens that this concert, he just to let you know what he experienced. You know what I'm saying? Right, wrong, or indifferent, this is what he experienced, and this is how he decided to get that info out.
How we used to say old school on the Crip Tip, you can get touched. I think somebody tried to touch him, and they touched around him, and the whole Kim Kardashian robbery thing was just another example of how you can get
touched. Reach you, son.
We can reach you, and he's talking about Jay-Z, don't send your killers. I know you got killers, which implies he don't have none.
Well, at least we like to think he don't have none.
Well, he don't have none after, under direct control because you don't want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Put it like this. With his whole car being thrown out in the public, he can't do shit.
Yeah, and he just got on medication again. They gave him some medication to get off the other medication. You know that, right?
Right.
And that's the medication that allows you to just dye your hair, bro. You good?
Go have dinner with the president.
You good? And we got this meeting set up, okay? Just keep your hands in your little pockets there, and we won't have no problems. You won't get tackled on national TV, right?
And we won't have to shoot you, bro.
Did you see that?
Yes. He kept his hands in his pocket or close to his chest.
I don't know what to make of where it's going, bro, but, you know, one of the things that we're doing is putting it out there.
I mean, he did the same thing. He put it out there, and it's for everybody else to get the information and see what's really going on. You know what I'm saying?
No, we can look at it and just say... But he tied hip-hop to the Illuminati, and I saw it. I don't know if you saw it the way... I'm a Freemason. I saw some things, too. But like he said, you're going to listen to this and feel some kind of way. And whatever kind of way you feel it reflects a kind of knowledge that you have or don't have.
Exactly.
In this case.
The media is trying to make it, oh, well, he was sick. Well, no, maybe he wasn't sick. Let's listen to what he's really trying to say.
I think he's sick of it and sick with it. As we run out of time and I have to go into Black Noise Radio, which I don't have set up because I'm talking to GRX. Let's see if I can pull off a Fandango. Can you pray? Give me 2 seconds of prayer. Just 2 seconds. If I can pull off this Fandango. I got 60 seconds to pull off this Fandango, GRX. Are you with me?
Which?
Can he do it? Now, what was it I was going to do? See, that's the problem.
We're going to switch shows, player. We're going to switch shows.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me. Because I don't remember. It's like I told you, all of the shit comes up the same first format. And some days, if I hit the wrong blunt the wrong way, just by angling the blunt the wrong way, it could be all over. And now they're saying no internet connection. Isn't that amazing how the devil is working again? Now, the lovelihood is, GRX, in 10 seconds, I'm going to end this line and go on into that show and hit you back.
That'll work.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for listening to Real Talk, Real Game. And we are back on it at least once a week. We may even do more. Depends on how much food we get.
That's right.
Amen.
How it's laid out to us.
And the beer. I have a beer budget. All right, I'm going to hit you back in a few seconds.